KVTA.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
Welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, also known as the WIB. Today's topic is on the minds of many parents and educators. Why do employers say that kids need to know something about manual skills, even if they are planning to go to college? We have two local manufacturers in studio today to help answer that question. In studio is Vic Anselmo, CEO and owner of Applied Powder Coat in Oxnard, and that is also being a member of WIB and the Manufacturing Roundtable of Ventura County. Vic, good morning.
Good morning.
And also Brian Garcia is in, Vice President of Operations at AG Machining in Moore Park.
Good morning.
Far too young to be a vice president of something, but you're in there.
I'm here.
Okay, good for you, and thanks for coming in this morning, gentlemen. Let's start with Vic. Let's say that a kid plans to go to college, maybe majoring in engineering, computers, or graphic design. Why would it be a good idea to take a shop class in high school? Why would that work out for them?
Well, there's a link in learning that I believe is multiplied when you use hands-on experiences in the learning. It helps to bridge the gap between quote-unquote theory and the real-world experience out there.
When I was in school, we had a general shop when I was a kid. So they had wood shop, they
yes.
had electric, and they had metal shop. And even though I went through the program, the one thing we made in metal shop with the foundry, it was a gas pedal that was a barefoot. Mine had six toes, but it was still, it was okay. But at least I did go through the process, and they had that as actually mandated. It was part of the part of the requirements to give you a little experience over in that area, which I think did work out very well for us. So that's one reason why the kids would want to do this. Now, Brian, how can experience in working with your hands be an advantage when you apply for a job, even if the work is accounting or sales? What do you think?
I think there's a lot of sales guys out there, and in order to be an effective sales guy, you have to know the product. You have to know how it's made, what materials go into it. So working with your hands and maybe getting experience on how it's made will give you that competitive edge or be able to answer technical questions to a customer.
Yeah, one of the things. Could you fix that door for us? That'd be great. Yeah, that would be great. Maybe we could get that door fixed. Finally, we have people who can do that, who have these skills. One thing, and I won't mention the company right now, but there is a pizza place that literally, you must be driver, you must be pizza maker, you must be night manager, and you go through the whole process. So once you get your store, nobody can tell you anything. You know the entire process. So I think that probably works really well. Now, recently, Brian, on National Manufacturing Day, you opened the doors of AG Machining to high school students. What did they see? What was their reaction on the tour?
I think what they saw most importantly was teamwork. They saw over 100 employees or people working together with different roles and different functions, all to accomplish, to make a final product, to make a finish good. And I think just working together with their hands was the most important thing that they saw.
Now, Vic, also on Manufacturing Day, I understand that Applied Powder Coat teamed up with Haas Automation to give back-to-back tours of both businesses. Why did you do that, and how did the kids respond to that tour?
Well, first I'd like to say the kids' response was just overwhelming. It was amazing. We saw a lot of aha moments when we took them on plant tours and showed them around, and they were really kind of engaged and saw something that they'd never seen before, and that was really kind of cool. And our employees got a lot out of it as well. It kind of gave them some self-worth in what they were doing. The reason why we teamed up with Haas Automation, we're part of their supply chain. We apply a finish coating on a lot of the parts that go into making their machines. And it was a good idea, we thought, to show the kids the interconnectedness of the two businesses, because really no business stands alone by itself out there.
So that's great for the kids and for the folks working there. Nice that they can get together, because quite often that group does not meet. It seems like there's still a generation gap of sorts. So if you can get the two together, that's very nice. Now, for both Vic and Brian, both of you are now manufacturing executives. How has being able to work with your hands been an advantage in your career? Let's start off with Brian.
I worked for many summers before I went full-time at the age of 21, and in those various summers, I was a driver, like you mentioned before. Mm-hmm. I worked in inventory. I worked in packaging and assembly and welding. And learning all those skills before I became a full-time employee, I already had some of the foundation and the background. So now being 28 and being there for 7 years full-time, I'm able to teach and train other employees and other peers, and I've gained their respect. So at work, they call me maestro, which means teacher. So that's it's respect that I've gained from my peers.
Nice. And Vic, what do you think? What are your thoughts?
Well, the experiences I had, coming out of college, I took some of these STEM classes, and I had the labs that go along with them, and that gave me the hands-on experience background on that, and it allowed me to effectively problem-solve when I got into setting up my own business. I wore a lot of hats when I started off. We were small, grew from the bottom up, and it just gave me the confidence that I could do things. Gave me the ability to get through the issues that arise.
Yeah, you know, we've heard of the division of labor and the idea that we all have to be very focused in a certain area, and that's how the economy will grow, and that's good for the worker, too. But I think, Rich, in some cases, and we could be prime radio guys here, you get so focused, you can't do anything else. And if you don't have that experience, I mean, how many guys can change a tire, for crying out loud? You know, if you had to, right now, change a light switch in your house, could you do it?
Yes.
I didn't ask you. No, of course you can. You're like the guy who did it right. Rich, could you right now?
I would pick up the phone and call the electrician.
Yeah, see, right. See what happens? If you had to do anything around the house, even paint a wall, for crying out loud, I just call the painter, call the guy. And we have received, you know, I think that's been a disservice to us and for the kids, too.
But anybody in any business anywhere, whatever it is, who can do more than one thing and, you know, can fix something if there's something wrong, even if it's an office place and the copy machine breaks down and you can know how to fix it, suddenly you're the most valuable employee in the place.
Very true.
And so the more you know about the more things, the old term is jack of all trades, but that's true. You are suddenly a much more valuable employee than somebody who just does one thing and only one narrow thing.
Yeah, and that's all you can do. So your experience with the schools now, do we still offer shop classes? Do we still have that going on?
When I was in high school, we did not have any shop classes.
It wasn't there?
No. And that was only 10 years ago.
Yeah, see, look at that. I go back to the 70s, and boy, we had the lathes, the bandsaws. We had everything in one room. You go to the next, and you had your foundries, and you know, and then in the electronics, you know, we built the little radio, like the Heathkit thing, whatever those were. At least we had a look at that. So what would you suggest to local educators now or to parents? How would you get them to begin getting the skills?
I think if they can get into the shop classes, if they can push in their local communities for, if their high schools don't offer them, really push to try to get them started, those kinds of experiences give so much self-worth to the kids, shows them that they can actually accomplish something.
Yeah, like Legos, at least, for crying out loud, you're building something. You know, you got something going on instead of just a video game.
Do you find that the logic to manufacturing, building something, you know, taking something apart and putting it back together, can be translated into the logic of doing a lot of other things, even if it's just to write the instructions for something that's going to be used?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a process that you go through, and it can be translated across many different industries.
If there's a shop class now, they'll just take a field trip to IKEA.
Yeah. And also, just running a business. If you're the boss and you have to deal with all the paperwork and the bureaucracies and whatever, knowing how to deal with things in a logical manner must help. It's not always easy, but it maybe makes it a little bit less tough, right?
Right. I think the paperwork is a boring part of business. You know, whenever I get a chance, I go back out to the floor to work with my hands, because that's where the magic happens. That's the fun stuff.
That's where you have the product.
Hey, I made a table in high school. It was a coffee table. I had it until a few years ago, and it was like the one side was a little bit. It was two pieces of wood that you laminate together, and you press them, and you put them in the things. And all
I
that.
Made a paper roll, one of those notepads. My mom just got tired of the splinters, so it laughed. But it's really important that you get this stuff done, folks. If you're working in a business these days, the broad broader your scope is, probably the better. And the old days of the, let's just say it, tacky names like Grease Monkey, the idea of a plumber and things like that, look at the money these guys are making tuning up cars. It's very, very specialized and highly skilled. And if you could get the balance of the both, you might start your career, you know, hammering and doing that, and then you could go up into management, but at least you know the process of everything that happens.
And young people with their computers and iPads and iPhones or whatever are into all the bells and whistles that go on there. Well, manufacturing is the real thing, right? I mean, you're really doing things.
It is, yeah. And in today's manufacturing is so different than what it was 30, 40 years ago. It's a real clean, safe environment to be, and there are high-paying jobs out there that aren't getting filled right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great career to get into in all respects.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. Anything you'd like to close with? Little invite, what would you say to the kids out there?
Parents, get your kids involved in building houses with churches, using power tools. Any experience that they can get with their hands is a must and a plus, so just push them.
Maybe join up Habitat for Humanity. That would be a good way to go. Thanks, Brian. Really appreciate it. And Vic?
Well, I would say anybody looking for more information on this, go to the website, website. There's a ton of information and resources available.
As a matter of fact, if your business provides opportunities for young people to learn about the world of work, please let the WIB know. Just visit www.wib.ventura.org, click on the business line, and send a quick email. That's the business line at www.wib.ventura.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org.
And it is 8:54.